whether your tea is creamed or not, or you're drinking something much different. It's 3 a.m., just about to be. Yes, now it is 3:01 in Richmond. You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. That's a Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. And by the rest of us, I mean each and every one of you about to listen, already listening, or listening in some other tense that escapes me right now because grammar is not my strong spot. That was the tail end of Mother's Milk, and that, of course, Rum Doings from John Walker and Nick Mailer across that Atlantic Ocean thing. And I guess each show they start out drinking a bottle of something, and then it just sort of goes from there. So it's always a good thing to come drive in and listen to. Right now, though, got 3 hours of nothing but vinyl records for you. So enjoy. And if you know whether or not it's Monday or Tuesday, feel free to give me a call, 804-649-9737. I still haven't figured it out yet, as in which day I'm actually broadcasting on. But, you know, it's the Slight Surface Noise sound system. There is no space, time, reality, whatever to be worried about. So we're going to start off with some Lonnie Liston Smith. Enjoy.
Like you do.
Thank you.
Kiss and hug. She's got me in love, and I can feel my heart just Thank you. Hi, this is Melissa, host of Mercury Falls. Join me Wednesday nights from 9 to 11 for an avant adventure in all things audio here on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
Papá, ayer que me llevas en la tienda, me enseñaste algo que no se me olvidará nunca. Fue cuando la señora que estaba enfrente de nosotros se le cayó un billete. Tú lo recogiste y se lo entregaste. En ese momento me di cuenta que tú eres un hombre honrado. Gracias, papá, por pasar tiempo conmigo y enseñarme algo que no olvidaré jamás. Te convertiste en mi héroe.
Nunca se sabe cuáles recuerdos son para siempre. Por eso, toma el tiempo y hoy sé un buen papá. Para información, marca el 1-877-432-3411 o visítanos en www.fatherhood.com. Mensaje del Departamento de Salud y Servicios Humanos de los Estados Unidos y el Ad Council.
Slight Surface Noise Sound System coming at you right here on WRIR-LP. That's 97.3 FM. If you're listening by radio waves, thank you much. And if the heat in the River City is distorting said waves, check out the website, should you be near a computer, www.wrir.org. You can stream the broadcast 24/7. Check out the playlist for this show, all of our music shows, and of course, check out what kind of talk programming we got going on during the day. And of course, the best part is you can get involved, comment on the posts of the shows you've listened to, or just your playlist you see that look like you'd enjoy. I should just stop talking. I'm complicating things. So go to the website, check it out. It'll make a lot more sense than me trying to ramble about it. I'm going to tell you what you were hearing, what you just heard, what you're about to hear, and then hush up for the next good bit. It's Billy Cobham in the background off his album Total Eclipse on Atlantic. We just heard the title track from that album. Before that, The Headhunters. Herbie's Back in Band from that time period. Daffy's Dance is the track off the Arista album Survival of the Fittest. Before that, Bill Withers off of it. Still Bill on Sussex. The track is Kissing My Love. Want to thank the Haberdasher for calling in and saying he was enjoying that track in particular. As I told him, I should probably listen to Bill Withers at least once a day and usually don't. So I've been trying to play catch up. And, you know, maybe you should too. I mean, can't say anything bad about the guy. And in fact, we got a track penned by him coming up next, but by somebody else. Before we get to that, of course, Lonnie Liston Smith starting off the set with A Beautiful Woman off of Cosmic Funk on Flying Dutchman. And with that, we'll get into Isaac Hayes doing his version of Ain't No Sunshine from the Watt Stax concert. That is on Stax Records. This 2-LP compilation of all the performers, or, you know, some of the most memorable performances from that concert put on by Stax. So yeah, it's a long one, but it's rad. So stay tuned, and thank you for listening to 97.3 FM.
One of the greatest pains a man can experience is to lose his better half. When you lose your better half, things ain't the same no more. You might wake up in the middle of the night, make a phone call and she ain't there. You might get up and pace the floor. Four walls closing on you, get up and walk the streets. 'cause you're looking for your baby. You got to find your baby. Give me a little groove on the piano, Sydney. Sidney Kirk on piano, y'all. Sidney Kirk on piano. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're walking the streets, you're looking for it. You can't find it. You might stand up on the corner and you say, baby. Baby. Thank you.
since she's gone. No, no, no. And it's always rain, and it's anytime. I said anytime. It's anytime. She goes. Anytime she goes away. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for tuning in to WRIR 97.3. Let's hear what Isaac Hayes news.
How long? 6 hours? And I thank you for your tolerance and your patience and your cooperation, because we know this whole occasion is for a worthy cause. A good master help them that help themselves. Right on.
Right on indeed. His finishing comments. It's a Watt Stacks performance. He said over 6 hours of amazing performances, singing, dancing, hooting and hollering and having a hell of a time right there. Up next, we're going to switch it up and play a couple of dub and reggae tracks. This one from Alton Ellis, perhaps my favorite track by him. And it's called I'm Still in Love with You. And if you followed this show, maybe devoted 6 hours of your life split up once upon a time, you might have heard the dub version of the kind of answer song to this one, or just different versions. I mean, heck, if you listen to the radio, you might even hear the Sean Paul version, but this is where it all came from. And that's what Jamaican music's kind of about, and any good music, really. Most people fight and fuss about copyright and who owns what, but it's music. It all belongs to us, rest of us or otherwise. Don't mean to rant about it, but it's folks getting mad when their riffs become copyrighted and then stolen. You can't steal notes, they're just there. But yeah, the track really does itself any much more justice than I could talking about. I will say it's off a soul jazz comp called The Studio One Story, and I do have to talk about this for a hot minute just because it was such an awesome kind of the reason you go to record stores sort of experience. With my friend to a record store on Sunday afternoon. I was in there and, you know, flipped through some records, whatever else. This guy's looking through the reggae section, looking at, you know, some compilations by soul jazz. And he starts talking to me about that stuff. And, you know, I'm just talking back to him or whatever. And he looks at this. And he's like, I have the CD version of this. Like, it's got a documentary, 4 hours, all about Studio One and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, really? Really? It's just that kind of thing where some person who loves music as much as you kind of explains to you why you need that in your life, and you get it, and it was great. And the documentary is pretty rad, and compilation's pretty solid, just sort of explaining Cox and Dodd's journey from sound system selector to music mogul of Jamaica, I guess, and then back. So yeah, we're just gonna get into that song. You enjoy. Once again, it's Slight Surface Noise, a sound system, right here on WRIR.
Thank you.
4 o'clock in Richmond, Virginia. You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. That's Carlton and Family Man Barrett dubbing it out for you in the background off the Clock Tower album, Maka Dub. And before that, what did we hear? What did we hear? I think it was Bob Andy, Studio One musician. That's right. I Would Be a Fool. And that's from Bob Andy's songbook. Before that, we heard Love Dub from Tommy McCook and the Supersonics on Pleasure Dub. The name of the album, Pressure Sounds Label, a killer label for reggae and dub reissues, much like Soul Jazz, which, of course, that Alton Ellis was off of the Studio One story on Soul Jazz. Before that, I'm Still in Love with You. And there's a good chance that those three tracks that Tommy McCook was on all of them, because before he was with the Supersonics and working for Duke Reed's Treasure Island, of which that Pleasure Dub comps a bunch of stuff off of, he was working in Studio One, and he was in this band called the Scatolites. Yeah, but this is all stuff that I kind of learned from the documentary, and probably should have known anyways. But if I didn't, maybe you didn't, I don't know. But Tommy McCook's on a whole mess of Jamaican records from the 60s and 70s. You should check it out if you like the sound. It's a good one. It's a killer dub record with him and the Aggravators. And of course, King Tubby at the controls. And the horns of that album are some of the most fierce, frightening horns. Just imagine them rolling across the hills, you know, blowing out of some crazy speakers. I don't know. We're going to switch it up a little bit, though. Keep with the lovey-dovey summertime theme. Bring you one from Terry Collier off his Cadet album, What Color Is Love? The track is I'd Rather Be With You. And I'm quite positive there's a certain you out there who I have the pleasure of being with. So I think I'm going to stick with her. And if she's not listening, well, it's okay. But I'm pretty sure she is. I don't know. No self-doubt projected over the airwaves. Bring it back to the music. Once again, pleasure playing music for all you out there, wherever you are, near, far. I won't play any Celine Dion, I promise. But if you want to call in the studio phone line, give us a chat. And by us, I mean me. Say what's up, maybe request a song or two. 804-649-9737. Studio phone line. I will pick up that phone, befuddled that someone actually called, and say, hey, how's it going? I might say something else. Either way, yeah. Terry Collier, right here. Slate Surface Noise Sound System.
gave my life new meaning to, and more than anything, I'd rather be with you. I'd rather be with you. I'd rather be with you, babe. I surely would. I'd rather be with you. Hard in our concrete front yard, nothing grows except a single tree to mark our place. But the moment that I'm with you, girl, your light and love shine through, and then I realize you're my saving grace. I could catch that old greyhound, head out west and bum around, watch the sunset on the San Francisco Bay. But you mean so much to me that I could never put you down. That would be too big a price for me. My life new meaning to, and more than anything, I'd rather be.
What is dark matter?
Do we have free will?
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
We can't answer those tough questions, but we can tell you which artists influenced your favorite musical groups and take it two steps further by telling you the bands in their peer group and the new bands aspiring to follow in their footsteps.
Every Thursday night from 7 to 9 p.m., we spend 2 hours playing you the musical history of a new band every week. We are Cause and Effect, brought to you by Alex and Lightning's Girl. Only on WRIR 97.3 LP FM on your dial, or you can stream us on WRIR.org.
Eight. We've worked together for years.
Seven. I'm the parking attendant. I park your car every day.
One in eight Americans is struggling with hunger.
Six. We speak at PTA meetings all the time.
Including millions of children and seniors.
Five. I went to summer camp with your son last year.
Four. I'm your old friend. We went to high school together.
Someone you know is in need.
Three. I work at the gas station. I pump your gas.
Two. I'm your neighbor. Our kids are classmates.
Who's the one in eight in your life that needs help?
One. We live next door to each other.
You can make a difference through Feeding America and its nationwide network of more than 200 food banks. Take action at feedingamerica.org/1in8. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Thank you.